buddy. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
It's nonstop today. Everyone wants to place their orders before the end of the month. How about yourself?
Good, good. What's going on, man?
I got the email over from Jim. Did you receive that?
Yeah, I did.
Perfect. I'd like to get your documents out so you can review them to get this order placed by tomorrow. I left a message for the other vendor because they're gone for the day, but I can run the sales tax rate myself for the compressor. What terms do you want me to send you the documents on?
But your cost is little higher, man. It's not like you done it before, so you're jacking up the price day by day. What's going on with you?
That shouldn't be accurate. Let's take a look at your approval. That can't be right, so let's take a look. Because I know you're getting a better deal than last time. Can you give me a second while I look it up?
Uh-huh.
Cool. Bear with me. Okay. Okay. Let's take a look. Last time we did the laser products equipment, is that correct?
Yeah, well, I'm almost paid off that one. I think one left.
Okay, cool. Give me a second. Let me run these numbers. If the credit department's wrong, I'll make sure they're corrected. So give me a second. Okay. You gone for the day or you still working?
I just got up, man. It's
okay.
6:30.
So I can actually compare this transaction to your last transaction and show you and prove to you that your payments are cheaper. Last time, you financed $21,440 over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Your payment was $11.55 a month and 7 cents. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you the exact same multiplier. If we take that payment of 1155.07 and we divide it by 21,440, we get to a factor of 0.0538745. That's the multiplier on 24 months. Now the equipment this time costs $44,500, correct?
Uh-huh.
Or no? Let's take a look.
28 plus 30 plus 1646.
It's 28 plus what?
The tax.
So we've got 29,500 from the vendor, from one vendor. And then we're assuming the other equipment costs how much?
29,500 with the tax and stuff.
Okay.
Is that with the tax and stuff?
No, he says I talked to the vendor and he says you're not going to pay taxes because you're tax exempt in your state because of how the equipment's used, and he sent you a form to fill out.
Alright.
So
but
he shouldn't be charging you.
It has to be $28,000, not $29,500.
No, it's $29,500 without tax. That's what's on his invoice.
Let me see. His invoice was supposed to be $28,000.
Hey, if you can go over his invoice, man, feel free to. I'm just going off what you sent me.
Alright. $29,500 he's sending, huh? This guy
I can check.
Let me talk to the other guy. Yeah, my friend bought this one. I was dealing with this guy. I'll double check with him before we sign up.
Okay, so let's run the numbers that I already have, though, so we can give you a comparison, okay? Give me a second. And your payment's always going to be based on the amount you finance. So if your payment goes to, if you get the half sale price, that's fine. So let's take a look at this. One second. Okay. Give me a second. Bear with me. Okay, so here's the exact factor to quote you, okay? On your laser templating system, your equipment cost, your payment was $1,155.07, and we financed $21,440. So that just gets me to my multiplier. So I can take that multiplier and multiply it by your new equipment cost and tell you if I give you the same deal as last time what your payment would be. So I'm assuming this equipment cost $45,500. $16,000 plus $29,500, okay? Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. So if I use that same multiplier, I get to a payment of $24,5128. The payment I'm offering you here is $23,63. So it's almost $100 cheaper per month. So my payments, I am not jacking up the payment on you. I'm actually lowering it.
It's $100, even the number goes up.
Say that again?
Robin. It's just only $100, man. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, it's not a great deal you're giving me now this time.
Well, you got a great deal last time, and I'm saving you an additional $100 a month with the same cost.
So is there any way you can play with those numbers again?
Well, I'd like to get you some feedback. And look, I understand you want the best deal possible. I want to close your loan. That's how we both make our living. So I just want to ask you some questions before I start going all exotic on this. I sent you payments for 30. So my opinion is this. You saw my email on the overdrafts, correct?
Okay.
You're getting hit by your bank for a lot of fees for overdrafts. And one of the challenges is with a long-term relationship is telling you the truth. The truth is that right now you run a very good business, but you guys have a lot of credit card debt. You understand that one of the credit scores is below 600, correct?
Uh-huh.
So the best possible thing, in my opinion, is to do this over the longest possible term, because if your payments are lower, you have more cash, better credit, easier time to get financing in the future. I want to kind of give you the numbers that I see them and my advice. You want to pay something off quickly, I can understand that, but it's probably not the best way to go. If you do this over 3, 4, or 5 years, you're not going to double your payment. So if you look at the payment, the payback, if you look at a 4-year deal, the payment is, just to confirm, the payment is $1,231. I've already come to you with what I consider actually a very aggressive discount up front, because I don't want to play that game with someone and say, well, here's a high price and then do a low price and meet in the middle. I just want to come to you with a great price up front. My suggestion here is to do a 4 or 5 year deal, because it's not a penalty. It's a lower payment and actually a cheaper cost of money. The payment on 4 years is $1,231. The payment on 5 years is $1,000 a month, $1,018. So if you look at that, just to give you a comparison, if you do this over 60 months with 2 payments due at signing, the payback is $61,080. So you're paying a little more than 15 grand, I'm sorry, over 5 years. If you do this deal over, say, 2 years, the payback is, is $56,712. So I guess the question I'd ask you is this. Would you rather pay $10,000 over 2 years, or would you rather pay only $15,000 over 5 years? I know you like to pay things off early, but I think 4 or 5 years is actually a better fit for your business, if you want my honest opinion.
36 months better, man.
Well, that's fine. I'll do whatever you want. Why do you feel 36 months is the best?
I want to get rid of that payment.
Okay. Just so you know, the payment that I'm giving you on $1,597, it's already discounted. The normal payment is actually quite higher, and I'm just trying to give you an existing customer discount to get your deal done.
Can you be like $1,490 something like that? $100 cheaper than that? And give me additional, discount?
I'd like to close your deal tomorrow, but let me tell you, before I just start making something up. No, and here's the reason why. if you do $14.90, or let's say you wanted $100 a disc, you want $100 discount, correct?
Mm-hmm.
If you're at $14.90, that means that over 3 years, you're paying back $53,640.
Right, that's what I'm
saying. I know that's what you want. I know that's what you want. Look, I'd ask for the same deal, but here's the reason why. If you're getting, basically, this is a business loan. This loan doesn't go into your business, doesn't go into your personal credit report. It goes into your business credit. And basically, that would make that this, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, yeah.
That would say that the cost of borrowing this money is the same cost that you do to buy a house, which goes up in value. So I can just tell you what the normal payments are. I'd like to share it with you so you know that I'm not like BSing you. I think that's an important thing to tell you. The normal payment on this approval is, thank God I didn't give this one to you first. So the normal payment on this approval is, give me a second. Normal payment on this approval for 34 months is $1,775. I'm already highly discounting it on this transaction because you're a third-time customer. So I would tell you that...
Okay.
So I've already discounted it, so that's the truth.
All right, so send it over to me and find the numbers with those guys. I want to make sure that the numbers are correct and matching with them, and I'll sign the paperwork, okay?
Okay, so what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to send you documents tonight. I'm going to assume the $16,000 because I want to get this funded for you tomorrow before month's end. It's the best way to do this.
And what I'm going to do with the rest, if I'm going to sign this one, how am I going to get the difference from there?
Difference of what?
If they are coming up with $14,000, how are we going to get the difference?
You said $14,000 or $40,000? I can't hear you.
If they come up with $14,500, how are we going to make the difference?
Oh, you mean for the compressor?
Yeah, the compressor. If he's going to be like $14,500, how are we going to get the difference back?
Okay, so there's two ways for me to do it. I give you both options, all right? So I can make documents assuming it's $16,000. I will call, this guy's out of the office. He told me to call his manager. They're closed for the day. I will call his manager first thing tomorrow morning. If no money, just you know, and I'm going to put this in writing so you have everything in writing. No money will be released until we call you and have the invoice match up the page that says how much we're paying this vendor. If the amount is wrong, just let me finish. If the amount is wrong by any amount, I will send you a one-way addendum. That's a fax page that you will sign that will verify the amount cost. I just want to get documents out to you to get this rolling. But I'm going to put everything in writing because that's the way I work.
All right. Send it to me. Let me see.
You got it, brother. I'm going to give you a call in about 30 minutes once they're ready, okay?
I won't be able to pick up the phone, man. I'm going to be in the meeting. I'm about to hit the customer house.
Okay. Please look out for my call. Go ahead.
This is good to go. So 36 months, make it 36 months, send all the paperwork, and Mike Blake is going to give you the final number, match that one, match the gym, so we're signing tomorrow so you can release the money to them.
Okay, so we'll just have your documents ready first thing tomorrow morning. Be up early to sign and get this thing done, okay?
All right, sounds good.
And I need a copy of your driver's license and Omer's, and please be both there tomorrow morning, okay?
Okay, man.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate your business and the opportunity.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.